Hi, everyone, and welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcast, where we're covering the latest stories, trends, and innovation from leaders in global connectivity, real estate, and the networks within. I'm Barb Mitchell from JSA, joining you here today with Sanjay Bhutani, Joint President and Chief Business Officer at Adani Connects.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Yeah, and I know it's a busy, busy show for you. You've got multiple, you know, meetings and opportunities and conversations, and how's the week shaping up?
So for us, India is the market which is buzzing all over.
Yes, right.
And we are in the right market at the right time.
Yeah.
And this is something which is very important, to have data centers across, and India is the market.
Yeah.
And India market is growing at a very faster pace, CAGR about 27-28%.
27%.
27%.
That's so interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And we and Adani and Edge Connects came together in 2020.
Right.
That was the time wherein Adani brings in a lot of credibility on an infrastructure side, and Edge Connects brings in a credibility on a design, build, and operate side.
I see. Think
it's a perfect marriage to have.
Right.
And this partnership is growing at a much faster pace than we anticipated. The kind of collaboration happening across the team is incredible.
Yeah, that's great. And we love to watch these updates from you and your team. But I want to talk a little bit more. You said something before we get into that further. I'm curious about what you said about the growth rate in India. What's driving that?
So it is multifold. Of course, India is a nascent stage to adopt cloud. We are still at 10-12% of cloud. Of course, government is taking a lot of initiatives to make sure digitization becomes a reality.
Yeah.
And UPI was the one which is, we are the world leader that enterprises are adopting. Of course, there are a lot of action on the AI side of it.
Yeah.
And that is helping all over across verticals to grow the data center market.
Yeah. We hear a lot about AI. I mean, it continues to be, you know, on the top of everyone's minds, right, and tips of their tongues. But but how are you, can you tell us a little bit more about that, how you're, you know, addressing that?
So artificial intelligence is going to change the landscape of data center. People used to buy 5 kilowatt, 10 kilowatt. Now it is going to 30 kilowatt to 40 kilowatt or maybe 100 kilowatt.
Right.
Of course, the design plays a key role in data center. And we saw air-cooled data center so far. I'm sure with the AI coming in, of course, we have to have a hybrid data centers wherein air-cool and liquid cooling and water will come in a data center, which is going to be key. And both coming in one facility, which will be very interesting to watch out. And of course, AI needs a lot of scale. And Adani Connects is poised to cater to these kind of scale markets. And we anticipated this, new technologies are coming in. Since beginning our partnership, we always believed in a story of scale.
Yeah.
And now AI is around. Of course, the kind of scale what we built in last 2 years, it is going to help our customers in a big way. Of course, our artificial intelligence comes with a lot of energy consumption, and energy security is a key.
Mm-hmm.
Since beginning, what we have told our customers and our action on ground is, how do we secure energy while we get land? How do we make sure the power is available on the land side of it?
Yeah.
And green energy is going to play a key role. And one of our shareholder, Adani, brings in a lot of expertise on a green energy side of it. They have got a multi-gigawatt projects already running. Of course, this is going to be benefited to our customers.
Yeah. So when, you know, all of these things you continue to do, and all the ways you're positioning yourselves to be able to respond to the demands of the market, whether it be AI or you know, general growth and demand. I know that people, when I think about Adani Connects, you always, people first is something that I think of that when I think of you guys. And so talk about that a little bit, your approach to people development and why that's so important.
Sure. So while Adani and Edge Connects came together, we always thought, how do we make sure this market becomes very unique? What do we do differently? Of course, people are the key element in data center. And while we started our business, we started a philosophy of 30, 40, and 30. 30 lateral hire, 40 new college, new pass outs, and 30 from a different industry.
Oh, interesting.
And that has paid us well. And what we did uniquely, when their college pass out kids come, we always take them to a global platform to get them trained. And those guys are getting a global exposure to make sure they get Amsterdam or Dublin, these kind of places, where in HKNESC have got a unique facility wherein they can see it design, build, and operate all together. When they're there for a couple of weeks, couple of months, after that they come back and they are able to see the uniqueness, what they've experienced there, and they're able to implement. Not only that, actually the other part of the people is when people, now you are talking about AI.
Yeah.
Actually, we implemented safety on a safety side of it, artificial intelligence, 2 years back. And our customers are loving it.
Oh, yeah.
So artificial intelligence, just because of people, were very, very curious, and they were excited, and they got new ones from colleges. They are the one who actually participated well, and artificial intelligence got implemented in AI.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really interesting, and what an amazing opportunity for the people that you're bringing into your organization to give them that exposure right away. I mean, good for you. And I mean, I feel like there's so much talk in the industry about how are we bringing these next people forward, and you're clearly very committed to it.
Of course, what happens, the new colleges people, those who are coming in, they are the one who come, who are absolutely fresh. They have no baggage in their mind.
Right. Yeah.
And they are the one who are very innovative, very exciting time we are living in.
Yeah.
And those guys are helping us too.
Yep.
Yeah. In many ways, these guys are helping in a construction, supply chain, and they are thinking, how do we do better ways to market?
Yeah.
So one of the unique program these guys ran, and in India, Diwali is a main function, like Christmas is.
Right.
So those guys ran a very nice campaign wherein they were able to cater to a masses. The data center is getting discussed on a dining table.
Right.
And one of our kids is talking about what data center does. Whenever you talk about cloud, people look up. But actually,
right.
When data so center true. Is, cloud resides in a data center.
Yeah.
So that kind of masses are getting covered. I think these guys are doing amazingly well.
Yeah, that's so great. And so I guess just circling right back around. So again, we started by talking about Adani Connects and the industry and how positioned you are given the huge growth within the market. But so let's finish by talking about that, if you don't mind, just how Adani Connects is uniquely positioned to be able to address some of the market trends that you're seeing both in India and globally.
Sure. So that's an interesting one. Of course, Edge Connects is all across the globe.
Yeah.
And the uniqueness, what Edge Connects brings in, is design, build, and operate side of it.
Yeah.
Really, that helps us to integrate teams. The biggest integration what we've done in the last 2 years, the integration among the teams.
Mm.
As far as the trend goes, of course, everyone knows India is growing at a much faster pace.
Yeah.
Not only Adani Connects, India as a country is growing at a faster pace because people are adopting to a change and digital change. And now AI coming in. The trend is India has already touched about 700 plus megawatt capacity. And with the kind of speed what we're going, I'm hoping by 2030, we should cross 10 gigawatt.
Mm.
That's our guess. Of course, we have to contribute to that. So we last 2 years, we have created a lot of scale. And the scale is with the energy security. And energy security, which comes with the green. And customers love that sustainability part of it. We have gone one step ahead on sustainability. Along with the energy, how do we make sure customers are able to use the concept is the water neutral part of it, water neutrality.
Yeah,
so that is also one of the key elements. We are working on a large concept to make sure, along with the energy, how can we make sure we become water neutral in our data center, and we are able to help the community as well. So a lot of initiatives going around, and data center industry, I'm sure, going to go very, very fast with the AI coming in, and lot of initiatives for the government, lot of initiatives by data center players. So it's a growth for all.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I always feel like we could talk for hours, but I know you've got places to be, lots of people to talk to.
Yeah.
But thank you. And so for those folks that, you know, want to connect with you, how would they do that?
From a data center side?
Like if someone, maybe is there somewhere at the show that people can find you here? We're still here for the rest of the week. I'm sure your schedule's busy, but you know.
So what we do, our concept, the business plan is we cater to a larger customers, like hyperscaler and the large enterprise and a wholescaler. So we have got one facility in Chennai, southern part of our country, wherein we have got an enterprise team who does a lot of marketing. And the good part of the story is last 2 years, we are able to create a lot of pull market instead of a push side of it. But team has done amazingly well. And a lot of enterprise, and Adani is well known in India.
Yeah.
Of course, the kind of good work done across industries is paying us. And whenever we meet any customer, it's a strategic one. And in Chennai and other part of the countries, whenever we approach any customer, it's always a strategic partnership. And of course, when we look at the partnership, these partnerships are 360 degree.
Right.
So it always helps both the organization to balance it and see it and make sure both are getting benefited.
Right. Amazing. Yeah. Well, Sanjay, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure to speak with you. We'll be talking again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, viewers, for tuning in to JSA TV and JSA Podcasts. Happy networking.